This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now.
Well, he's a big BBC guy.
Yeah, I'm a big BBC guy.
One, two, three, which one?
You know what BBC stands for?
Uh-oh. British Broadcasting Company is what it stands for.
On Pornhub, right? It's a little bit different.
All right, please. This is a family.
I think I'm blushing now.
Yeah, no, it has many different meanings to it.
Cultural change is hard.
It could be British Broadcasting Company or the other thing.
Well, yeah.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and
tomorrow.
Be safe, guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
You never want the towel to be described as small.
It's not small.
Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
you want
it to be a medium-sized or a large towel.
You want a beach towel.
Yes.
For those BBC people.
Grow up.
Are you going to stay with this theme all morning?
I'm just saying.
The theme is...
On OMF, it's the Belichick Ball Washing Club.
Nice line.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
I have impure thought of Danielle and Lucy, but that doesn't make me feel dirty about it.
Danielle's number is
awkward.
Fluid.
The really stats are for losers.
What is your number?
You peaked it off for them?
Count-wise, yeah.
Ooh.
Danielle's the original source of where mono came from in the greater metropolitan New York area.
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
He has two tickets to paradise.
He does. Yes,
he needs somebody to go with him, though. Well, he can take the guy from the cars with him.
That's kind of Fitzy-like of you, having that. I wrote that down last night.
Fitzy's not going to upstage me with these one-liner jokes that he's been sitting on for months.
Towny Twitter, you know, things are real on Towny Twitter.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
And the other thing with sushi, like, don't you eat that raw?
That's the whole point.
I don't think
we need Wiki and Guy Fieri to do a cooking show. This would be hilarious.
I'll
set him
up
right. Raw.
A civil suit against the police officer for
Curtis just died. Curtis is dead
now.
But we've got to be role models,
right?
Oh, God,
it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
There's no gray area. What's a wall?
Where the
Yeah, I'm not getting into all that.
Jesus Christ!
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
WEEI now.
Here's my rule for the show today. Anytime Antonio Brown comes up, there must immediately be a non-sports related discussion that follows.
Thank God.
Are you okay?
I appreciate the institution of this rule.
You Please. Okay with that?
I'm for it.
All right.
God.
I'm just, what do we have? We have 4 hours that I'm willing to have a third of it. What's fair, Curtis? A third of it be Antonio Brown talk this morning, or should it be a quarter of it?
I would say a third is a good fair benchmark for the show today.
Other than that, I don't want to. Every other call can be an Antonio Brown call, but there has to be an immediate discussion about something that is non-Antonio Brown related.
Okay.
I can't talk about it anymore, and it's all. Like, you watch anybody on national television, it's all they're talking about. I mean, is there nothing else? Eli Manning has been benched, which I think is probably somebody's lead. And all anybody is talking about is Antonio Brown. Enough.
That's it.
I've had it.
I've got some Sox thoughts if you want to go there.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Even better.
Yes.
I got a couple for you, Kenny, that I was sitting on yesterday.
All right. Well,
sons of
let's
bitches.
Do Wiki on sushi instead.
Is it raw?
Yeah, just to fit in on the show today, I spent yesterday studying English for Dummies.
The number to call, should you want to participate this morning, is 617-779-7937. Or you can text. The text number is 37937. And... We will be a reminder that we will be taking the show on the road tomorrow and broadcasting from Fenway. Red Sox with a 1 o'clock game. I did not stay for the whole entire thing last night. What did it end like 2 hours ago or so?
1:30-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. What a treat.
But you know what? It's kind of when you get to the end. Fenway was very sad and kind of morbid last night. I feel like when
end
you
of
get
summer.
When you well not only end of summer but end of hope springing eternal when yeah. it comes to the repeating when it comes to the World Series.
Are they eliminated yet?
No, they're not.
Ken, ever the optimist.
No, you're right.
How many days till truck day?
but let's get to the lead.
This is the lead.
All right, I'm staying away from Antonio Brown, mostly okay. this morning, Greg. Right. Only to point out that Bill Belichick, the GM, sometimes gets in the way of Belichick, the coach. And it's happening before our eyes as their left tackle, Isaiah Wynn, goes on injured reserve. Instead of picking up this bum, this shiny hood ornament receiver they didn't need, they should have traded for Trent Williams, the offensive lineman. They have a House of Cards offensive line.
Hmm.
You and Ninkovich and Wiggy can all yuck it up about 19-0 and mm-hmm. Brady retiring and going off into the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting way ahead of themselves about this team. When they play good defenses, they are going to struggle. I think they're going to go 12-4.
Really?
I don't think they're going to be close to 16-0.
Really?
I think the Bills might beat them in 2 weeks. Ravens, Eagles, Cowboys, Chiefs, they've got tough games, and they're not going to be able to protect Brady. This is a big issue people are overlooking.
Well, I mean, certainly in light of what happened with Roethlisberger and Drew Brees, there you do have to be concerned about Tom Brady.
Absolutely. Kaepernick's due to come back at this point. I mean, at least...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'll be the national conversation today. Kaepernick on all those shows. Be ready for that.
Of course.
But wouldn't you rather that be the conversation for a day as opposed to Antonio Brown, Curtis?
Yes. I have whiplash when I hear Kaepernick talk. We did like 3 years of that every day. No, thank you. So yesterday, Eli Manning was benched by the Giants, and the national discussion went to Eli Manning, obvious Hall of Famer. This is absurd.
Really?
Here are a list of quarterbacks who have a higher career passer rating than Eli Manning. Mark Bulger, Jay Cutler, Case Keenum, David Garrard, Ryan Tannehill, Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton, Matt Schaub. The list goes on and on. Joe Flacco, who nobody would deem a Hall of Fame quarterback, the definition of mediocre, has a higher career passer rating, won a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl MVP, and has two more playoff wins than Eli Manning. More than that, Joe Flacco has never gone one and done in the playoffs. Eli Manning has gone one and done 4 different times. The notion that Eli Manning is in the Hall of Fame, or that it's even a discussion, is absurd. And we have some audio from yesterday. Mike Francesa had one of the dumbest things I've ever heard on this topic.
Pats, Belichick, and Brady would be the greatest coach and the greatest quarterback of all time if they had not been stopped by Coughlin and Eli.
So Mike Francesa says that Belichick and Brady are not the greatest coach QB combo in NFL history because they lost twice to this bum. Anyway, so that's my word.
So no Hall of Fame, even though the name is right. I mean, he has the right last name.
Absolutely.
But you're saying no Hall of Fame.
No way. If he wasn't in New York, there's no chance it's even a discussion.
Still have nightmares that they lost 2 Super Bowls to that pace-eating booger monster. All right, well, au contraire, Ken Monfrere, because I think now, once again, the greatest coach on the New England Patriots will do his job, and you won't even feel a speed bump on the way to 16 and ultimately 19-0, because Dante Scarnecchia will take retreads like Corey Cunningham, Ella Menihue, and now the latest reclamation project, Marshall Newhouse, put him in at left tackle, and the plug-and-play Patriots will just roll on. Steamrolling the league until Isaiah Wynn comes back in week 11 against the Eagles, Ken.
By then, they'll have lost home field advantage, but go ahead.
Uh-huh. Okay, how many games till the Red Sox are eliminated?
Mm-hmm.
No pivot.
Nope.
No, so there's no concern at all from you, obviously, about the O-line with the New England Patriots. Absolutely no concern whatsoever.
Not nearly any to the degree that people like Ken and other hot take artists are portraying today.
Okay. All right, Danielle, what do you got?
Silicon Valley star Thomas Middleditch says that swinging saved his marriage.
Well, that's a topic that is much better than Antonio Brown, yes, as far as I'm concerned.
I concur.
Swinging saved his marriage.
Yeah, he got married to his wife Molly back in 2015, and right away they realized that maybe that was not the best idea when it comes to limiting yourself to one person forever, ever.
Yeah.
So they had a discussion about it, and he told her that it's time to get non-traditional, and they started experiencing, quote-unquote, the lifestyle.
I saw something yesterday that, for the first time ever, a majority of people who I think are under the age of 40 believe that monogamy is a complete waste of a concept, and they're not interested.
Not
they're not interested in monogamy whatsoever.
There's hope for this country.
Well, there is. Yeah. I mean, the hardest part of swinging is trying to convince your spouse that it's the right thing to do.
Yes.
And trying to find a way to not include your spouse in the actual swinging part of it. But,
can you sit over there? Thanks. Just let me know how my form is.
Have I done a food-related lead yet this week?
No. This week, no.
No, not at all. We haven't talked to her.
Shocking.
I'm going to do one because I like to get the trolls aroused when I talk about food for my lead.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. Pizza Hut is releasing a Cheez-It pizza.
No, this looks interesting.
Yes. They took dough and they gave it the color and the flavor of Cheez-Its, and then they stuffed it with pepperoni and cheese.
I'm here for it.
And your cardiologist may not approve, but I wholeheartedly approve. I'm not a fan of pineapple on pizza. I don't think any kind of fruit belongs on a pizza, but I am delighted with the innovation that is the Cheez-Its pizza from Pizza Hut.
Yeah, if you're going to go with a cheese type variation, I'm for it.
I'm currently on Amazon buying diabetic shoes and socks. I am all about the greatest snack in America finding its way to deliverable Sunday Funday pizza.
Would you call Cheez-Its the greatest snack in America?
Well, because if I have to judge it on its merit, the chicken and a biscuit is probably the greatest cracker.
Absolutely.
But I don't eat Cheez-Its like crackers. I just eat them en masse, and like a whole, like I look at them the way John Wick looks at a building of Ukrainian villains. Like, they're, I'll tell them I'm going to kill them all. They're dead already.
Yeah,
I do a whole box in a sitting.
Well, they're not only a snack; they can also be used as a crust in some kind of a casserole,
absolutely, and a, or a topping for something.
Yeah,
you know, you're at a good time when you see like chicken a la Cheez-It laid out on the buffet table.
That's one of Greg's specialties.
Yeah. You can add them to a salad. I mean, there's so many uses.
That's a Foxborough special. Ken's dressing chicken with a nice little Cheez-It topping off the grill.
I'm telling you.
Wiki has him with sushi. He loves it.
What cheese is that raw, right? Yeah. It's got that Mexican queso on it.
Could pull over by the off of him.
All right. Well, if you would like to call and be a part of the show this morning, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text 37937. Coming up next, never mind Antonio Brown, what the Navy said yesterday about UFOs means that it's time to head to the panic room immediately.
Told you so.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up next.
Today at 10 a.m., it's a Wiggy Wednesday on Dale and Keith. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Wow, Wiggy Wednesday. No Fitzy promos at all. No. Wiggy every day.
We can go ahead and call it Fitzy Friday if we want. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm on no shows, that would be great. Hey, it's a Fitzy
off day.
It's a no Fitzy Friday. Thank God. Hog free all day.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Rams Power Day. Stop in today for your new 2019 Ram 1500 truck. Isaiah Wynn out for at least 8 weeks, placed on injured reserve with turf toe. The Patriots' first-round pick from last year in the left tackle. Earliest possible return, week 11 in Philly. Joe Tooney might switch from guard to tackle. Belichick didn't say that, but that's the speculation, Fitzy. They may move some parts around. Caleb Benenock, the newest no-name in the fold, signed yesterday. Patriots will practice today. They get ready for the Jets in that 1 p.m. game Sunday at Gillette. Eli Manning benched by the Giants in favor of rookie Daniel Jones, the sixth pick in this year's draft. And the Giants come to Gillette October the 10th.
That's right.
And Antonio Brown's accuser, Brittany Taylor, met with the NFL for 10 hours yesterday, per an Albert Breer report, at least he had it first. SI's Robert Klemko told Dale and Keefe he believes other criminal charges could be coming. He didn't really specify who. Here's a little bit of that.
We did hear over the course of the reporting that there were a couple people considering criminal charges against Antonio Brown.
So it's a little vague, and he didn't have it in his writing, so I know that's upset some people. But he went with it there with Dale and Keefe. So if
Curtis,
that happens.
Immediate, I mean, an immediate different topic right now.
Oh,
What is it?
Greg, I'm keeping track.
All I can think about is Cheez-Its. So.
Hold on. That is 2 minutes so far. We're 12 minutes into the show. Okay. We're cutting into our hour of Antonio Brown.
All right, Red Sox talk. Red Sox lost to the Giants last night 7-6 in 15 innings. A combined 24 pitchers used. Hillman, you were there for history.
Yes.
Most in Major League Baseball history.
Yes.
24 pitchers in a game.
Yeah.
And you saw how many of the 24?
I don't know. Maybe four. I don't know, three. What kind of effort is that?
Effort?
Listen. Can we talk about honestly, that was a great moment last night when Yaz's grandson hit that home run.
Yes, it was.
I mean, that was
awesome.
It's been a difficult season for Red Sox fans, but I think for baseball and for grandpas and grandsons, that was a really, really cool moment last night.
And the response by the home crowd, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was huge.
And the beat writers, oh my God, they had to clean up the media room after
seriously.
That. Jesus. Twitter was like rated X after that.
Clean up on Isle Jersey Street. But I have to say, Hillman, this is a good-looking dude right there. Yaz.
Yeah,
I almost said jazz, which made you know how I was thinking.
I didn't notice that, but maybe that should have been your lead. I'm still trying to figure out what your lead was.
The Red Sox, the Patriots off. My lead should have been, hey, Payne, you wonder why these Red Sox suck?
Okay.
I heard your name.
Maybe your lead could have been how good-looking Yaz's grandson is.
Oh,
what is
look
happening?
Look at this. What? Mike Yastrzemski, more like Mike Yumstrzemski.
Yeah, I guess so, my Lord. All right.
It's a Wiggy Wednesday on Dale and Keith. They also have Tom Curran, Teddy Bruschi on OMF. It's the Greg Hill Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
They are like this forever, 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 ever, forever, ever, forever. Never seems that long until you're grown and notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he, asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter.
Yesterday, while many were droning on and on and on about Antonio Brown, you may have missed the fact that the Navy basically acknowledged that a UFO video was legit. Unidentified flying object, space invader, alien warcraft thing.
They and really buried the lead here by releasing this during all the AB kerfuffle.
I
want to know what you think of this because I know you're not a believer in extraterrestrial life.
I'm not.
And you and I have been at odds about this for years.
Right.
And I say that I think you're naive to think that we're the only intelligent life force in this vast universe.
Right.
These three videos came out in 2017.
Yeah.
And it was footage taken by Navy pilots that supposedly show UFOs.
Right.
And
they're like flying above them or around mm-hmm. them in many cases. And the Navy, after, 2 years, you say 2017?
Yeah, December of 2017 is when they came out.
After 2 years, they just came out yesterday and said, yes, we're the U.S. Navy, and we acknowledge that these are aliens mm-hmm. trying to invade our planet.
I mean, to be fair, they did try to soften it a little bit when they made the announcement. They were like, they're unexplained aerial phenomena. But just the fact that they're merely acknowledging that, no, these videos shouldn't have been released is
a big red flag. We have the technology and the expertise to figure out what every kind of thing is. So if they're not able to say what it is, people like you are going to say, of course, it's aliens. It's space aliens.
Aren't you guys shocked that Donald Trump hasn't leaked classified alien or, you know, Area 51 information?
By accident?
Point? Yes.
Yes. By, he hasn't tweeted it. Yes. Yeah. He hasn't accidentally tweeted it out.
I saw the aliens at Area 51 the other day. They were huge.
Huge.
Yes. Huge. Tremendous.
Listen, if we can make Cheez-It pizzas, we can figure out a way to defeat the aliens, okay? That's why we have Space Force. Okay. Now it makes complete sense.
It does make sense.
Trumping
right?
up Space Force now. As the Democrats continue to fight over each other as to how to lose to Trump by 10 points in 2020, trumping up Space Force right now on the heels of this news would be the smartest thing that the toilet tweeter in chief could do.
Space Force.
Are you in Camp Danielle or Camp Greg? Do you believe that there are aliens living on other planets?
1,000%.
Really?
1,000%.
Even though we have zero evidence of them, we haven't seen them.
You don't know what you're looking for, though. See, this is the thing. I think the public is so it's so ingrained in our brains, this Hollywood little green man, you know, kind of figure that's what we're expecting.
Right.
Aliens
take
could
me
take
to your leader.
Exactly. They right. could take the shape of anything.
There was one in yesterday. It was round. Wiggy.
Oh, my God. I tell you, irrational fear, I have all, for some reason, ever since I saw Signs, that great scene when they're, like, looking down that alleyway and you just see the alien for, like, one half a second and the entire movie theater screamed. Ever since then, I've been like, all right, it's a matter of time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see one in the backyard.
I would suggest that maybe the most terrifying scene in any film ever is in Signs when the little alien claw hand comes out from underneath the door in the house. Yep.
Change my shorts.
Yes,
my shorts.
I know. Yeah. Like, absolutely terrifying. But I still don't believe in them. Although, I mean, it's pretty amazing to me that the Navy is basically saying, the Navy's basically saying, yes, we acknowledge that these are alien warcraft that are flying around your airspace. Although maybe it was just like a day off for like one of the people that are in charge, and some underling decided
right.
that they would F with everybody and acknowledge that these videos are UFOs.
The videos were shot at three different times in three different years, but they were released in bulk in December of 2017. One of the incidents happened in 2014, and the object in question appears at 80,000 feet. It then hurtles toward the sea, stopping at 20,000 feet, hovers, and then either drops out of radar range or shoots back up. And experts
did it run through the yellow light?
It did, yes.
Is that what
yeah.
it did when
yeah.
it got to the 20,000?
It did not yield yeah. as per you're supposed to. But the experts say that these types of aerial maneuvers just aren't possible with the technology that we have right now.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
This scares me. Conspiracy theorist to me says something bad's coming. Trump knows it, and this is a total diversion tactic. Like, the market's going to crash, or he's got a scandal coming out, like Stormy Daniels Part 2. And so let's leak the UFO
really?
Video.
Yeah. Come on. So let's have the UFO come out. Just bright, shiny object over here.
Oh,
bright, shiny alien over here.
His tax returns.
You know?
Oh, it's a distraction technique.
Yep, totally.
I never even thought of that. Maybe that's
like with the Kavanaugh storm swirling up and Lewandowski basically on the stand all day yesterday. Like, why not just be like, aliens are coming for us? And I'll say this. I'm now more comfortable than ever in having esports, follow me here, on the rise, because I want all of these nerds ready to control all of their Independence Day laser ships when the great alien battle comes to
yeah.
be. We don't need a series of buff bros who drink White Claws ready to fist fight the aliens.
Yeah.
I need a bunch of nerds eating Cheez-It pizzas ready to do laser battle.
You're right about that.
Like
that's like how the Air Force goes after gamers to try to control the drones.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Like, the more gamers that we have in this country, the better able to defend ourselves against the alien invasion we will be. As long as when it comes to the aliens, that they're fighting us in like Space Invaders form or something like that. If we're not playing the right games,
they have to come down in a stack in Galaga.
And you have barriers.
I need to memorize the patterns.
Yeah. It could be, if they have total technology that we have not advanced to when it comes to gaming, then we could be in serious trouble.
That's my
trouble.
Childhood, Ken. Oh, I love that.
We could be in serious trouble.
I don't care how advanced video games are these days. Kids have no idea the panic that ensued once the Space Invaders finally got to like the bottom two rows and they started speeding up and all your barriers were gone.
Right.
Complete stress.
Here's a 508 text that says, Greg, you didn't even graduate high school. Why would we take your opinion seriously on anything that is science related? That's okay. I'm just saying I need to see evidence of things. Now, the Navy, legitimately, the Navy yesterday saying we acknowledge and confirm that these videos are UFOs. We can't explain this aircraft,
right,
which is what it is. It's not like an object, right? It's some kind of spacecraft or something
It's an aerial object. That's how they're describing it. And they say the videos were unclassified but never cleared for public release.
If Wiggy were here, he would tell you it was an aerolia object.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
So this was something
Costa
that was
Rica.
Sort of, it was like it was flying off pattern at random intervals.
Yes.
Are we sure it wasn't a pass from Eli Manning?
Oh,
right.
Not bad, right?
Hell. Okay.
Football. Hashtag football jokes with a Z.
This is Ace. Hello. Hey, Ace.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up? That craft released by the Navy,
yes,
they ended up doing a research on it. They ended up finding out that craft had a cooling and gravitational field around it, which is not physically possible for us.
Really?
Apparently in our technology, I guess.
Wow.
Did it also have a cloaking device?
I wouldn't be surprised.
You got a little excited there.
I know. Ace, are you like a certified ufologist or something like that?
Yeah, actually I am.
did you buy that online, or how did you, like, do you get like a
University of Phoenix?
Do you get like a membership card Mark that James comes with that, or what?
Well, you know, just like everything else, you know, you can find a knockoff online.
Right, of course. Yeah. I don't understand how the Navy just up and announces this in the middle of a Tuesday. Like,
I think this is a diversion.
You think it's
a diversion from something else? Because they knew that there would be at least a good amount of chatter around the story.
Yes.
You know, saying, oh my God.
What the hell is the right time for an alien news dump, though?
During a Patriots rally.
When the Sox fired Dombrowski.
Curtis, again, you and I are hive mind. I was just going to be like, this is the most Dombrowski dump at midnight.
I know. It's like, I mean, the Congress is trying to impeach Brett Kavanaugh. Everybody here is talking about Antonio Brown for 24
Whitney
hours
Taylor
a day.
Taylor is still meeting with Goodell right now, 24 hours later.
That's right. And then the Navy decides, oh, yeah, we're going to acknowledge that there are space aliens that want to eat us. All right. Should you want to call and be a part of the show today, you could call 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up during the news at 7:30 this morning, there is an issue at the Bull Semen Storage Facility, and we'll get to that.
Oh, okay,
and,
wow.
Also, if you are driving right now or you will be soon, why that Green Day song that you are going to play is going to get you killed. That will come up during the news at 7:30.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I heard you cry loud. All the way of the sound. You've been searching for that someone that is beyond the crowd. Yes, you sit around feeling sorry for yourself.
My Lord Ken, there are people driving right now. Do you know the risk that you were putting them at by playing that?
Well, I didn't know the song. Is it the whole catalog?
I can't tell you right now. Oh. That's the point of a radio tease. If I do a radio tease for 7:30, why would I tell you now?
I took a guess. I mean, it was a stab.
Are you an amateur? I mean, how long have you been in this business?
Yes, you worked with me for...
The government lets that kind of stuff out when they test their own spacecraft or their own craft that they don't want nobody knowing about.
Patrick, because you used the S word on the public airwaves, I tried not to. We had to dump out of you. But I'm going to give you a second chance. So, with regard to the U.S. Navy acknowledging yesterday in some kind of a secret news dump that these two videos of UFOs are basically actually space aliens, what is it that you wanted to say?
Well, now they can test whatever spacecraft they want, and you're going to keep thinking it's aliens and not the U.S. military.
Ah, all right. Good conspiracy theory. Took a while to get there, but... By the way, where is conspiracy theory Tyler from the old show?
He's commenting in the Facebook Flat Earthers forum.
Oh, he is. Okay, he's currently in the Flat Earth forum and on Reddit or something like that and unable to...
in a subreddit.
Maybe we'll hear from him at some point this morning on this. But your U.S. Navy basically acknowledged yesterday that a couple videos that have been floating around since 2017 that show these unidentified flying... crafts moving rapidly are legit. They are real. They're not. It's not like was it Greg Brady who did the flashlight and the UFO thing? Obscure reference. It's
and
not
the whistle.
These were not faked by somebody in Kentucky who wants to try to get money from the National Enquirer or something like that. I'm like amazed by the and no disrespect to Danielle, but I'm amazed by the intelligent people that you encounter who really believe that there are space aliens that are flying around among us.
I can't tell if that comment means I'm an intelligent person or a non-intelligent person.
I think it means that you're intelligent, but your like blind faith belief that there are space aliens that are among us in various forms of physical being every day is it's pure lunacy.
I'm not one of those far out there, you know, tinfoil hat War of the Worlds is imminent type of guys, and I respect your intellectual karate,
thank you.
At the same time, how can we not think that we're not even like a grain of salt on the dinner plate that is the universe. How can there not
say that? Like, I know there are other worlds and there are other, but if
just something, they may not be malevolent.
But why are we in our solar system? We have not found another planet that can sustain life on it, right?
Correct. Mars is possible, right?
It's possible, but...
Yeah, we have to grow potatoes out of our own poop. Didn't you see the Matt Damon movie?
Sustain life as we know it. You're assuming that it has to be a carbon-based... a survival element for a carbon-based life form. They may not be the same... aliens may not be made of the same stuff we are. They're probably a lot less fat, too.
Isn't it just exhausting always believing things are not what they seem? Like, I just feel like I go through life, you know, it is what it is. If there's an alien that comes, it'll come. But they don't exist in my life. So why, like, the inside job 9/11 people, the conspiracy theorist people, all those people that think there are other things out there just are exhausting to me.
A texter says the Navy should have timed this release with the storming of Area 51. That's what they should have done. This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
A little history lesson for everybody. I don't know if you guys knew this, but back in World War II, I've known this for about 20 years. I read it in a book, a World War II book. In World War II, Nazis used to use these flying saucers as warships. They pretty much would dress it up make it as a plane, but the outside of it looked exactly like a flying saucer. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I assume that the term flying saucer comes from the saucer plate that was popular in the 1950s. Is that why we call it a flying saucer?
I always equate it with those delicious ice cream sandwiches from Carvel.
Oh yes.
Flying saucer was childhood dreams were made of those things.
It was almost as good as Nutty the Ghost.
Oh yes, or Freddy the Ghost. Yes, that's where it comes from. It's a discourse saucer shaped.
Oh,
object.
It is? Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
are you impressed by these videos, by the way? Is this like the work of the Navy that if this is real intelligence? Like, don't we have a color photo by now?
Can we get a high-def camera on one of these drones?
Please?
I think it's weird. I think the whole thing is just so weird. Like in the middle of the day on a Tuesday, the Navy is basically like, yeah, there's space aliens. They're flying around 80,000 miles an hour, and then they're jamming the brakes on and going down to 20,000 miles an hour. Yeah. Have a great day.
This was totally a Trump job. He pushed it through. People in the Navy are just livid right now. They're embarrassed. This is their work.
It's a negative 4G inverted dive with a MiG-28.
Here's a 508 text that says, we here on Earth are actually the Florida of the universe.
That is 100 yes texter. Thank you.
Could be the best text in the history of your new show.
Yeah,
that might be the most accurate text ever.
Yep.
Earth is Florida to the universe.
That is correct. Yep.
So everybody's so far advanced that we're like Florida.
We're like bacteria.
Look at these people. They are making pizzas covered in salty cheese crackers.
I know. I wonder what the aliens think about the new Cheez-Its pizza from Pizza Hut. It's probably why they finally are. That's why they're coming here.
That's it. Nope.
That's why they're.
They showed up because of all the Antonio Brown talk. They were like, we need to get something else in the show.
Oh, great.
Blorp.
Yes. We were 45 minutes in, you idiot.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Now you're going to start it. They're going to start calling. They're going to want to talk about Antonio Brown.
It's a civil suit.
Another 4 hours straight. I met so many people at the game last night who were basically like, you know, I like the new show, but this Curtis guy, I can't stand him with his Antonio Brown take. Will you please shut him up?
Awesome.
I'm like, no, I can't.
Ken, don't you think that just because you love cheering for the Sox so much, you honk for the Sox, that Curtis takes one on the chin? You know, representing the anti-Patriots fan take. That doesn't get you off the hook either, Ken. FT. Oh, well, by the way, I'm excited about tomorrow.
What?
The game.
Oh, yeah. So just
the broadcast.
We are broadcasting from Fenway tomorrow. And we're going to give you breakfast at the park if you're somebody who won the tickets. We're going to take you to lunch afterwards at the Capitol Grill.
Yeah, baby.
And then we'll go back for the 1 o'clock game, and one of the winners will be upgraded to the dugout seats. And Jim Cook is going to join us.
Nice.
And we'll be joined by a member of the Boston Red Sox.
So. Oh, so we get some Sox players, maybe.
Yes.
Here's an idea. Let's all put in a buck, make it for the Greg Hill Foundation.
Yes.
Everyone buck in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And buck or two, and we try to guess which players.
Ooh.
Who do you think it's going to be?
100%. You're going to be big Sox player on the last live broadcast at the park? Marco Hernandez.
I think they're going to give us somebody. They're going to give us somebody that's legit.
Marcus Walden.
No.
If we get Mike Yastrzemski, the entire press corps is going to show up at 7 a.m. begging for autographs.
What's your problem?
Fabstremski,
Abraham will crawl on hot coals to come see that.
First of all, I know who the player is.
Spoiler.
Yeah, so I can't put a buck in. It's Brock Holt. Brock Holt is going to join us.
The Brockstar is coming by?
So that's pretty good.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'll get something that everybody can get signed, and you can do your selfies with Brock Holt and all that stuff tomorrow morning.
He's like the dad everyone wants in New England.
But can I ask you, Curtis, Why are you so miserable about that Mike Yastrzemski story yesterday?
I don't have anything against Mike Yastrzemski. That's awesome that he came back to Fenway, hit a home run where his grandfather played. That is awesome.
And where he went to watch his grandfather play. And his father died when he was young.
Right.
His father was a Major League Baseball player, and he died when he was young. So,
and he's a local kid, grew up in Andover. All that's great. My point is that these beat writers who are just longing for the days of Yaz and the old 67 Impossible Dream.
The days of yesteryear.
Yes. And baseball is so built for these types of, you know, organic historical moments where you can bring grandfather to grandson and have, you know, the old ballpark and all that. And it's just like, we can't just let it be. It was this great moment, but everybody's got to tweet like, baseball, man. This is just unbelievable. Like,
swing of a drive into center field. Bradley back. Jackie watches it sail out of Fenway. And Yastrzemski homers.
And it's like, he didn't win anything. Yastrzemski never won anything.
I know,
the Impossible Dream lost. It was a nightmare.
But this is an iconic Red Sox player who was the epitome of cool,
yeah.
who represents the team and generational emotional connective tissue. Also, Yaz, I think, used to actually like rip a pack of Benson and Hedges in right in the middle of the game.
Yes,
I mean,
he
like,
did. Yes.
He is the original DGAF Red Sox.
Yeah.
And the fans were great. The people at the game, they responded the right way, as they always do. They gave him a great ovation. The moment was great. It was just the Twitter reaction and the Twitter preview leading into the game was a little bit much for me.
By the way, a texter says, by not doing the Red Sox player guest pool to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation, we saved Curtis's father a dollar.
Yay.
Yes. That's how it is.
Very well done.
Yes. Speaking of the foundation, yesterday, you incredible people donated over $14,000 for the families, the victims of the explosion in Farmington, Maine.
It's wonderful. Thank you, guys.
And there's no possible way to thank you. You have all supported the foundation since its formation almost 9 years ago. And the new listeners in Maine who donated yesterday, I can't mm-hmm. thank all of you enough. And the old listeners who have donated every time I've asked, I cannot thank you enough. So the foundation will be writing checks to the families of the victims of that horrible explosion in Maine, which happened on Monday. And we'll write those checks immediately so that they can use the funds for what they have to. But just I really appreciate it. Any of you who gave yesterday to the Greg Hill Foundation for that. 617-779-7937 is the number to call if you want to be a part of the show today, or if you'd like to text, you can text. The text line is 37937 for the Greg Hill Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.